Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Camel Country, Gutter and Cheyenne. Today is Friday the 13th, Cheyenne.
Happy Friday the 13th.
What better day, especially in the month of October, to talk about haunted buildings and haunted sites around the Phoenix area.
I mean, other than Halloween, I feel like that's also a really good day.
Yeah, we have a true historian, a Phoenix historian in studio. His name is Jared Riddle. He owns the company SpiritOfArizonaTours.com. Hey, Jared.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good.
So what, you have multiple tours that you run?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. I'm very proud of the history of here in Arizona and Phoenix. And so we offer a few different types of experiences to come and enjoy what we have here in the out here in the Southwest.
You have three of them, right?
No, I have nine.
You have nine tours.
Yeah,
all right,
your
three most popular. what do you got?
Yeah, so the three most popular, hands down, is Phoenix Murders and Mysteries, true crime haunted tour down here in downtown Phoenix. The second would also be a ghost tour, which is the Phoenix Haunted Pub Crawl, also down here in Phoenix.
Ooh, a pub crawl.
Yeah, very popular.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, some people show up, they don't even care what I have to say.
they just want the pub crawl.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I mean, I can't really blame them.
Well, I'll tell you what, on that tour, as well, aside from the haunted locations, they're local places. They're not places tourists go.
Okay.
So that's a big appeal to the people that come on tour is like, I take them off the beaten path.
I like that.
Yeah.
I could get down with that.
And then the third most popular, I would say, is probably Explore Phoenix. And that one, I take them on a journey of how Phoenix got started from the late 1800s all the way up until modern times.
And does that one include hauntings or?
No, that one's pure history, pure landmarks.
Wow.
That sounds like something up my alley. Like, I would love that. I'm not a hauntings person.
She gets nightmares and stuff.
I do.
Yeah. I get it.
But being that it's Friday the 13th in the month of October, let's talk about some haunted spots around Phoenix. So,
sure.
Like, what is the one thing you look forward to wowing the people on your tour with? There's like one location that's always a crowd pleaser, right?
Well, I'll tell you the one that probably draws the most people's attention and gets people excited, I guess, about our darker side is the Winnie Ruth Judd House.
Okay.
It's the most infamous crime to ever happen in Phoenix, and that happened in 1931.
What happened?
So, I don't know how descriptive I can get on
a
tour.
Murder happened, but
a murder happened. Yeah. A double homicide happened.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the craziest part of this story is we're not entirely sure what happened. A lady by the name of Winnie Ruth Judd lived with two other young ladies. Those two young ladies ended up murdered. They were discovered in trunks in Los Angeles. One of them dismembered into four separate pieces.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the house where the murders and the dismemberment took place is still standing.
Where's that at?
That's on 2nd and Catalina.
Like, is somebody living there? Or?
It's not a private residence. It's a private location. The owner, Robert Warnick, he's a local lawyer, and he saved the house from demolition.
Okay.
Everything around it is all modern.
Uh-huh.
He saved this house out of his own pocket because when I'm on tour, the way I like to describe it is it a dark piece of history? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Is it ours? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's Phoenix's, right?
Yeah. Wow.
So it's part of our fabric.
Yeah.
So he saved it, and he gave me a key. So I
so you go actually take your tours up into the house.
I take them, and there's some stuff still remaining in the house that is evidence of the crime.
Like what? Like, I want to know.
She says begrudgingly.
But I don't want to know.
Like, part of me doesn't want to tell you because I want to save it for the tour, but I'll go ahead and tell you. So Winnie herself has six different versions of what happened, and there's evidence to support every version.
Fascinating.
But she also says in the spot of the house where the two bodies fell, there is a giant stain in the floor.
And that stain's still there.
Yeah.
From 1931.
Yeah.
Wow.
Winnie Ruth isn't the one that died.
No.
She's the murderer?
She's the murderess. Wow.
The murderess.
Yeah, they call her the trunk murderess.
Okay.
Yeah. And she suffered a gunshot wound herself.
She's dead by now, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But she passed away in 98.
She shared these stories, and they've just been documented.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, she's got six different versions. This is where it gets complicated, is because did she commit the murders? I'm 99% sure she did. But everything after that, I don't think she did. She was involved with a married man. She was involved herself, and this married man had a lot of power here in Phoenix. His name was Jack Halloran. And I believe, through a lot of research, that Winnie committed the murders, but then after that, everything else was Jack Halloran. So it was his idea to get these bodies, get Winnie, and just ship them to L.A. and just get all of the evidence out of Phoenix, because he was having an affair with all three of these girls. So
promiscuous.
The age of prohibition, the age of morality, he's got everything to lose if this information gets out. Yeah. Woman he's having an affair with kills the other two women he's having an affair with over his affection. So this was all kind of about him. But there's a lot of versions of actually how it was about him. You know what I mean? Again, I could talk about this case for 2 hours.
So when you go into this house, the bloodstain is there. A lot of the original stuff is there. Do you hear things? Like, is it like haunted? Or?
Well, I'll tell you this. We've had a couple intense experiences there. I'll tell you two ones that really, I guess, shook me. Sometimes my guests bring equipment, which is fine. You know,
They're doing their own ghost hunting type thing?
They do. So okay. I get that question a lot. People want to know if I provide equipment. I don't. I focus on the events versus running around with, you know.
You're not a ghost hunter. You're a storyteller.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I always tell people, regardless of your belief in ghosts or not on this tour, you're going to hear the darker side of Phoenix's history.
Right.
On this tour. I had some guests bring some equipment, and one of them was a spirit box. It looks like a radio, but it picks up a different frequency than AM, FM, and it allows you to communicate with the other side, whether you believe in that or not.
What?
Right? Yeah, so he pulls this out, and he starts talking to it, and he's going, Winnie, Winnie, are you here? Winnie, Winnie, did you do it? That sort of thing, and he wasn't getting anything. And I said, if anybody would be here, it'd be Sammy. That was the victim that was chopped up. So he goes, Sammy, are you here? And you heard a woman's voice on this thing. I am.
Oh, my gosh,
I know.
Dude.
That shook me.
Yeah.
It did. It shook me. And I'm there a lot.
Yeah. Do you allow that to happen anymore? Because, I mean, you said it shook you, right?
That's just part of the experience, you know? Yeah. So, like, if people want to bring equipment, that's fine by me. And so then the whole group got super excited, right? So now they're all...
We're getting our money's worth now.
They started screaming stuff. You know, they're, like, asking her all kinds of questions now. So they moved into the bathroom, which is where the bathtub is, where she was dismembered.
Okay.
So they're asking her all these questions. She's not getting anything. So I was just kind of joking. I said, Sammy, is Jared your favorite tour guide? And he said, Sammy, do you appreciate Jared telling your story? And the voice said, I do.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, oh my God, this is real.
If you ever need a justification or anything like that, like that is that, it.
I'm at these places 4 or 5 times a week.
And gosh.
That was one that shook me.
Dude.
And then another time I was there and... The owner, if he's there, he's super cool. Local lawyer, Robert Warnicki. Shout out to him. Because he allows me to bring people in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
super cool. If he's there, he likes to talk to the guests too. You know. And so while he's talking to the guests, I was in the kitchen noticing some of the renovation he worked, and this trash can just started shaking like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And so I scrambled for my phone, and by the time I got my phone, it stopped. But that was one that was like, what the what?
Wow.
And that's just two of like 8 stories.
Yeah. What other spot is haunted like that, like the Winnie Ruth Judd murder house?
Well, I can tell you the San Carlos probably is neck and neck with the Orpheum as far as haunted reputations here in Phoenix.
So San Carlos is what, a hotel?
Yeah, it was when that was built, that was the gem, the diamond, the pride of Phoenix. That was our brand new state-of-the-art hotel. 2 months after it opened, a 22-year-old girl climbed up to the roof and jumped off.
Oh, my gosh.
And she is very active. In that
so
hotel.
She's the ghost.
Ghost. I mean, she's not the only one. So at that exact same spot, there was a schoolhouse before the hotel. And there was a well right next to this schoolhouse. 3 documented kids fell in and drowned.
Wow.
So they've been heard in the basement. They've been heard in the bar that we go to there. But Leona is the most famous ghost in Phoenix.
Wow.
Ghost Hunters was just there like 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So her story's covered almost every October.
Yeah.
You know, so she's very active there.
I want to go to these so bad, but I am so terrified. Like, I'm in tears right now.
I see that. Like, yeah.
I love, like, history.
I know, so do I.
I do, too.
I hear a lot of, you know, and I think Cheyenne and I are on the same page of, you know, going into a haunted spot and then something latching on and you taking it home or somebody taking it home. Have you heard of that?
Well, do you want to hear another story?
Yes.
Yes. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes.
So, first of all, I'll tell you, all the places I take people, whatever's there is friendly, right? So, like,
okay, that's good.
There's places in Phoenix that the reputation is aggressive, and I'm not messing with that.
Like where? Where's one spot like
so
that?
So, like the Old Spaghetti Factory.
What? Right up the road here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. You're lying.
So that, I don't know if you knew, that was two houses.
No.
So if you look at the front, it was two houses, and then they combined it in the 30s or 40s, they made it a furniture warehouse. Then it eventually became the Old Spaghetti Factory. But if you stand out front, you can see two separate houses. Well, the story goes is, and this is one I can't totally confirm, but the story goes that the north side house, there was a robbery gone bad and an older gentleman was stabbed to death.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been able to confirm that. And as a historian, I don't ever want to tell you anything I can't confirm.
Yeah.
So the story goes, the reputation there is whatever's there screams, scratches, and is aggressive.
To customers?
To mostly staff.
Right, because they're there in the off hours.
Wow.
Right.
Ooh, I don't like that. That's but your places are all friendly.
Of course.
Yes. They're loaded with Caspers.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. That I'm here for.
But I'll tell you a story, you know, the attaching thing. I had a tour. This was, three, 4 years ago. And my baby was just like 8, 9 months old, you know. And so we had one of those swinging rocking chairs. Well, I got home from tour. I'm relaxing on the couch. My wife comes down the stairs and she said, "Did you turn that on?" It was the swing, right? And I went, "No." And she was too big for it anyway. We haven't used it in a while. Mm-hmm. And I went, "No." So I go to turn it off. It was already off.
Your wife didn't turn it off? I mean, you guys had this
conversation. No, she was already upstairs. I came down, and I was just chilling on the couch, and I didn't even pay attention until she came downstairs. I went to turn it off. It was already off. So I did. I said, "You're coming with me." Because I thought, oh, my God, did I bring something home to my baby? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not my wife, my baby.
Yeah.
So I said, "You're coming with me."
Yeah.
And when things do happen on tour, it's going to sound wacky, but I feel like they're saying hi, you know, because I'm there so often and I'm telling their story that I feel like they're saying hi.
You have seen enough of this to truly believe in ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you a video in a second.
He is not a believer at all.
I am skeptical about it.
I totally get it. That's what makes it fascinating. Is it real? Is it not? And when people sometimes want to argue with me, I'm not there to convince you ghosts are real.
Yeah.
But to think that we can prove everything that exists, it's silly.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Things exist we can't prove.
It's about the mindset. If you're open to it, you're going to experience it, right? So if I think that there's no ghosts, will I experience?
That's a tough one. I don't know how to answer that. You know what I mean? I'll tell you things happen on tour, you know, that I can't explain.
Huh.
Quite a bit. I'll show you a video here in a second. What my guests got.
Show us the video. Jared Riddle, he is a historian here in Phoenix. He also owns the Spirits of Arizona Tours, a whole bunch of tours that you run. Are they just on the weekends, during the week, or?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, so the way it works is whatever books is what's going out that day. I'm busy enough to where I probably should bring somebody on. The city of Phoenix, they have an official police historian that I've become friends with. And
that's so cool.
And he's a good guy.
I love historians.
He's still an active cop, and so I'd like to bring him on, but he's busy. You know, he's got a family and stuff, but I'd love to bring him on, because who better?
Well, when he eventually retires, you know?
He's only 38.
Oh. Okay.
Well, but it's almost like these, whoever's like still, like the spirits, the ghosts still in the places, like I would fear that they would be angry if you brought somebody else in, because you've created that like rapport with them.
We're on the same side.
Yeah.
You know, with him especially, you know, he already knows a lot of these stories too, because they're true crime stories. I pride myself on that, that regardless of the ghost side of things, you're going to hear the underbelly of Phoenix's history.
Love that.
And if anything happens, it's just kind of the cherry on top, some added value.
Things do happen.
Yeah.
Things do happen.
Yeah.
You know.
The pub crawl is one of your most popular ones.
Yeah, second.
So where do you go on that one?
So that one is a combination of Georgian Dragon, the Clarendon Hotel, and the San Carlos Hotel.
Okay.
Oh, you do go to the San Carlos Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Absolutely.
And you,
they let me in a spot where guests aren't allowed.
Stop it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I mean, so it's a pub crawl. People drinking on this on the tour?
Yeah. So like the only reason I call it a pub crawl is because that's what people Google is pub crawl. Right. I originally called it the Haunted Ghost Pub Tour, but nobody Googles
pub tour.
Pub tour.
Yeah.
So like I want to avoid like the idea that it's like a crawl, you know, because that makes it sound like everything's about the drinking.
Yeah.
People can buy a drink. Now, do they always know? Some people just want to go for the stories, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But again, doing the research, I found enough solid locations that I broke it off into two. And with the pub crawl, they're pubs now, but they're historic locations. So they weren't always pubs.
Wow.
But they're pubs now.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, yeah, guests can buy a drink if they want. And
fascinating, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like I would need a drink just to like keep my nerves.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't right. do well because I'm like, yeah. my family's like pretty religious. So like this stuff is just... freaks
so like
me
after
out.
This conversation, you have to sage your house.
I have sage at home already.
You have sage.
Yes. I love sage.
Yeah. Do you use a lot of it after?
No,
these
I don't
tours?
Use any no? on tour. I just love the smell because I'm into right. native history too. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just yeah. to prevent something from latching, you bring it at home. You don't sage and do any of that stuff no, when you get home.
Not much of a sager, you know. Because if they come home with me, I'm bringing them back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so uh-huh.
That's true. You're going back to the house.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Hopefully so that's what you do. You just say you're coming with me.
Well, that's the only time that baby swing story was uh-huh. the only time. But there's been stuff that happens on tour that you know it feels like they're saying hi.
So when you said you're coming with me, how does that thing latch back onto you and you leave?
Hey, piggyback ride.
I don't know, but I
oh, but how did
I did say you're coming with me?
Did you leave immediately?
No.
Or did you just like you're setting the precedent that like you're yeah. leaving with me?
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing more happened.
Mm-mm.
Wow. All
that's right, some trust.
Yeah.
That's some trust in something you can't see.
Right. You're coming with me,
yeah.
friend.
You sit your Bella, butt right here on the
couch.
With
me.
Jared Riddle, historian and owner of spiritofarizonatours.com. Dude, I think we're going to have to jump on one of these tours.
I would love yeah. to have you guys, all of you guys. Yeah. I would love
I'll cry. Yeah. Can I cry? Am yeah. I allowed to cry?
I'm gonna cry.
Go to spiritofarizonatours.com and all the tours that are available, including max amount of people in your group. Price, all that stuff.
Yep.
5-star reviews on every one of those tours, though.
Wow.
And I see that.
That's there, impressive. So. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, no, I take pride in our city. You know what I mean? We're a young city and a young state, but we've got some history. We got that Old West reputation a little bit, and yeah. I love talking about it. I love showing people, you know, I'm proud of our desert, and I love showing it off.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.